Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today is the 20th anniversary of Brad Blank's arriving on the radio in New York City.
Can you believe that? 20 years ago.
He was a wandering gypsy.
I was talking to him yesterday, and I said, you know what's amazing about that? I think back, I had tiny, tiny children at that time. I had a one-year-old, a three-year-old, or one-year-old, two-year-old, and five-year-old.
Now he's got the tiny children.
Yeah.
How about that? 20 years ago, the wandering gypsy found his way to
his
the
big show.
His
kids are older than mine were then. I mean, how much has happened in his life, in all our lives, in yes. just that 20 years? It's wild.
He finally found a woman who would take him in. And she turned out to be a lovely lady.
Yo, my Lord, she's the best.
I had no idea who was going to do that, who to accept that challenge.
Well, I think he's wonderful. And I think that they both together are just amazing.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Yeah.
What a surprise. 6:53 here. Man, if you'd have known him really early on, you'd be surprised what he turned into.
I think he was pretty cute those days. He was a kid.
He's 80 pounds lighter than he was when we met him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Self-improvement. Today, Brad celebrating his 20th anniversary on the air in New York. He was a mild-mannered accountant back in his home country.
Well, sure.
And his
that sounds good.
His parents disowned him and threw him out of the house. He had all of his earthly things that he owned on the curb. They gave him away.
In the outback.
In the outback. They gave him away to people who came by.
Because he was so mild-mannered.
And they came by, had CD collection out there, his rubber band collection.
Yeah, everything. It's illegal in Australia to be mild-mannered.
Yeah, so they threw him out of the house, and he didn't had nowhere else to go, so he came to New York City, and somehow he stumbled on to Shannon in the Morning.
Yes. That's right, Scott.
That's it in a nutshell, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I love how Patty was laughing at the fact when you said mild-mannered accountant. I was actually an unemployed accountant at the time. I was living in Bondi Beach, trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. It was a good place to be unemployed because there's beautiful people everywhere, and the Sydney Olympics were approaching. But I had a friend's wedding. My friend Cameron was marrying this beautiful girl in New York called Amelie. Cameron, I grew up from when I was a little boy. I came over for his wedding with like 20 Aussie mates, and we all went crazy in New York. But I had this one idea. I said, well, why don't I try to be a radio correspondent for someone for the Olympics? And you're the only station, Scott, when I rang you guys to invite me in.
We were the last ones on the list. Remember that?
He called everybody. No one was dumb enough to even talk to him but
right.
me. Now, what was Cameron's wife's name?
Amelie.
And the reason I remember Amelie is this. Because Cameron is such good friends with Brad, he let him live in their apartment. It's a one-bedroom apartment. Brad slept on the couch. So every time Cameron and his new wife would get busy, Brad would be listening on the couch.
Well, I mean, already slobber-knocked most times on that couch.
And they could count on that.
He was either passed out or had his ear up against the door.
No, I never did that. Look, hey, look, that's funny because that was in the early stages of their marriage, and they survived. They survived. Yeah, 11 weeks of me on their couch.
I tell you what, we actually spoke with Amelie on the radio. She was not happy about Cameron's decision to take in a homeless Aussie.
No, they're wonderful people, beautiful parts of my life, and they're happily married. Three
still, wow.
children, 20-year anniversary for them, of course, because...
Right. And they have three children now?
They're three children. They live in Colorado, and they're very happy. Yeah, they've done really well.
So they move, like a lot of people, they move right out of the city, huh?
Yes, but, it was a crazy experience that time. I walked in, it was Bruce, the producer, who I met in there, and I didn't know who the heck's this guy, and he said, walk in that room, and I walked into this radio studio, and no one would look me in the eyes, and no one would talk to me, and it was actually you and Todd and Patty.
Right.
And Monkey Boy was running around organizing stuff. I sat in this seat. I felt so lonely. And then I heard the Olympic music in my headphones. And I'm like, my goodness, that guy Scott Shannon stealing my idea. And which was amazing because you took my idea and you made it your own, which was just wonderful.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't. Did I already know it was your idea?
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but it was...
I think so. You're recklessly accusing me of stealing ideas from you.
It's because he told Bruce Goldberg, who was our producer at the time, and Bruce told you. So
I had no idea. You don't think anybody else is going to talk about the Olympics but you?
No, it was like middle of August. It was like a month earlier. Yeah,
well, so what? Anyway...
I forgot what was your idea.
He's done with this.
I wanted to be the Scott and Todd Sydney Olympics correspondent. Yeah, that was my pitch. And I wrote this pitch up. I wrote a pitch up for you, Scott, and everything, and you threw it in the trash. I think you guys threw it in the trash can or something.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that being the story.
So we've got your very first report, correct?
That's my very first moment in studio with you. I've walked
right before the report,
and I've never been on radio or been in front of a microphone ever before.
And you just, for some reason, thought that would be a good way for you to make a living, since you already got fired as an accountant.
Yes, thank you, Scott. Yes.
You know what? I couldn't make it as a boring accountant, so I got an idea. Maybe I should get into radio. In New York, not
Let's
Australia.
Hear him. I want to hear what he sounded
All
like.
All right, here's what he sounded like back then.
We've been interviewing for the past 2 months possible correspondents.
Correct.
For the big show. And Joe, yes. We appreciate your input into this.
All right.
None of the guys you suggested really worked out.
Okay. But we did fly one gentleman in.
All right.
We have finally located our Scott and Todd Olympic correspondent. We'd like you to meet him right now.
Please welcome... I hope I say your name right. Brad Anals.
Yes. Yes.
Brad, I'm going to make a suggestion. How old are you?
25, just a young bloke in this wild world.
25. I think before you go any further in the broadcast world, you might consider some sort of name change.
Really? Yeah. From Brad Anals?
Brad's a great name.
Yeah, all right. What can I change it to?
I think there's a lot of different possibilities here, but we can work on that later.
Open to it, you know.
Well, I'm open to it. I'm open to all new things out here. Just a boy from Bondi Beach pulled up here.
Let's work on that a little bit. Don't you think, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the last.
We want you to be memorable, and you got a good personality.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do you have any experience in broadcast?
Nil. No.
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 Then you're going to fit right in here.
You'd be perfect here.
Tell us what we could expect on our Olympic report as we check in 2-3 times a week.
Now, it's not going to be just the normal results.
Nah, who wants results?
Right.
Jeez.
That'll work out fine. So this will be great. You're going to be on the scene, moving around. There.
Getting underground.
The
putting
parties.
My nose in the place. Yeah, the parties. That's where we want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, who wants to see people running up and down a track? Gosh.
Are you familiar with opening day entertainment?
Opening day entertainment's my specialty.
You know, it's special.
We Olivia Newton-John's going to be there.
How good is she? ever since she... Oh, come on. Think of those black pants that she pulled on back in the late 70s.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was unbelievable.
Remember the headband she wore?
Oh, headbands.
But I got to tell you something. It's a pleasure to have you on board.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet such dignified people.
Well...
There you
what
go.
Did you, what was that last line? Dignified people?
Yeah, Patty went well. Well.
So there you go, Brad Blanks, the beginning of a legend.
You know what? You sounded darn good, to be honest with you. You didn't have any of the nerve sound that most people have.
Yeah, so I was a bit dumb. Nervous. About 2 years later, I was a little bit more nervous, Scott.
Right. After you got to know everybody.
After you got to know all the positive personalities in the room. Anyway, congratulations, Brad. You made it 20 years, buddy.
Thanks so much, Scott. Yeah, you
now look at you. You got wake up next to a beautiful woman. You got three lovely
gorgeous
kids.
Babies.
Don't worry. I'm and still scratching my head trying to figure out if this is a dream.
And the good news is no one calls you Angels anymore.
No, I'm blank. Great night.
Thank you, Bradley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.